is URN
University Radio Nottingham.
We are Seagulls and you're listening to URN.
So I am here in the rescue rooms with Seagulls, and I want to congratulate you guys on your new single that's just come out, Violet, right?
Thank you.
Yeah.
It came out about a month ago.
Oh, yeah.
But it's still happening. It is new.
No.
I tell you what, we'd love that congratulation.
Okay.
Because we just got the music video.
Yeah, so you're right.
Bang on.
New music video. All right, so I was wanting to talk to you guys about your very exciting summer that you just had.
Yeah.
To do festival after festival. How was that?
That was just incredible. It was our second year we'd had, like, been able to play show after show, and it was like, you know, it was sick because we got to go abroad and we realized, like, I don't know, there's people that listen to us that don't necessarily speak our language first.
We knew, like, gig to gig in the UK is a different feel, but then it's something else in overseas as well.
Yeah.
Because, you know, there's a whole culture to doing music.
And, yeah.
So,
did you notice a difference in the crowd?
I find it is. There is a bit of a difference in the crowd because everyone, maybe, like, for instance, Germany, like, if you get them clapping, they will get clapping.
Okay.
And also, I feel like they affect me on stage. Like, sometimes, like, at the end of a gig, I just, like, I don't know.
It's very chat.
I just channel, like, whatever energy they... I do know some, like, oh, I'm, like, I feel different.
Yeah.
Yeah, so, like, it does literally kind of affect it. But I think it's, like, the excitement of it. And then we did Russia, Sporting Falls, to... And we did an indoor venue of 6,500 people or something.
Okay.
And it kind of just, like...
Wow.
Makes, I don't know, it just makes... Maybe it's just the excitement, but I feel like it does bring a different energy. Mm. Every place brings a different energy.
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah.
Crazy. And now you just finished all that busy stuff in the summer, festival after festival, abroad as well.
Yeah.
How are you feeling now about going on tour again? Is it a bit exhausting?
It actually feels... Because it's when you plan a tour, it's so far in advance, and then so it's something that sits in the back of your mind for ages. And then, even though we haven't really stopped playing shows, it's still like a leap apart. Especially when we've come and, well, you know, our fans have sold it out before.
Yeah,
we even, you know, got even yet. So it's amazing.
Yeah,
it is. Yeah,
for sure. And talking about amazing stuff. You guys were on Annie Mac's, what was it, hottest record in the world?
The hottest record in the world with Violet.
That is amazing.
Which is
How
amazing.
Are you feeling about that?
It's just weird when, especially when, like, you're on something so kind of official, do you know what I mean? And, like, Radio 1's a big, it's got a huge sort of, it's massive, it pushes, you know, the sort of pop world, you know, guitar and everything.
Mm-hmm.
And it's kind of, like, odd to be, like, a part of that.
Yeah.
I think when you start a band, you don't think that, You want to do gigs, you want to tour and everything, but you're not, like, you don't expect to be in, like, the world of that. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
You expect to be, you never expect it to be part of that. You're like, that's what other people do.
Yeah.
That's what other bands get. Like, you know, and then you're like, oh, fucking hell, Annie Mac.
Yeah, that's true.
Like, really, like, likes us and plays us, and it's like, whoa, that just wasn't even in our thinking when we started this band.
For sure.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, that's crazy.
Agreed.
Yeah.
Annie Mac is, like, my idol, so I'm very, very jealous you got to meet her.
Well, you.
Yeah. Yeah.
They go in for, like, the chats.
Yeah, we do chats. And we do chats.
We do
and
chats.
She's lovely. Yeah. Yeah, we played a show for her. It was called Outside of Radio 1. She puts on, she promotes shows.
Yeah.
So we did a show, one of her shows, with Jade Bird and
Biba
Doobie.
Oh, nice.
Which is a really cool lineup.
Yeah.
So that was cool. We spoke to her there.
Yeah.
I grabbed her. I didn't grab her. I was like, Annie, thanks. And she, like, looked at me like, oh, you're just some randomer. I just played the gig. She's really, really nice.
Mm, and talking about exciting stuff as well, you've put out quite a few singles recently. Are we expecting an album?
We're expecting an album next year.
Okay.
Yeah, yeah.
And what can we expect to see in that album?
I think you'll expect a little bit different. Do you know what I mean? It won't be... It's not going to be straight down. It's not going to be, you know, just all... I have to coin a better phrase or whatever, all indie bangers. You know, I think we'll show, like, a lot more breadth of, and it'll be a bit more dynamic.
Hopefully, the potential for
Seagulls,
hopefully, as well.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, we just had loads of fun, and we'll be playing a couple of those tracks tonight.
Okay.
On the album.
Keep your ears open.
And yeah, and on tour, and we're gonna put out a few more before the album as well, probably. But it's really exciting because it shows the different sides to us, and I think that's exciting in this modern era when apparently it doesn't matter what genre you are.
Yeah.
So obviously we play guitars.
but that's exciting. What you're expected to see in a new album, right? Is that changing and growing? That's
Slightly. Like hopefully we've enjoyed it, and hopefully everyone else will see the same that we see in it.
Awesome. And I've caught you right now just before a show. So do you guys have any pre-show rituals that you guys do?
Pre-show rituals? Just be really cool. Really cool.
When does that start?
When does it start?
Yeah.
Not now.
Yeah. In fact, really, it never
starts. Yeah, it never really starts.
There's a fair amount of, because you've got to limber up, otherwise you feel really sore afterwards. A fair amount of stretching. Ollie and I kind of
hit each other.
We can't do this kind of hug that would do like a beat in the back, so it's to kind of loosen your bones up.
I always do a bit of vocal. Do a bit of stupid stuff.
You'll hear some fun noises coming out of whatever room you didn't
know. Just try and get as excited as possible. And like last tour, I think we forgot our speaker, and I don't think we forgot our speaker.
Oh my god,
again this year.
We did!
But we like normally have a bit of a party before to play some tunes, like all our favourite tunes, that could be anything. Oasis and Churches, I don't know, do you know what I mean? We just put on a. But just hype ourselves up.
I feel like it always kicked off when we remembered to bring...
It's Charming Man. It's great for vocals.
For some reason.
Because you just get...
It's
Charming Man. It like really opens the pipes.
Yeah.
And suddenly you're there. Yeah. You're ready to play.
Yeah.
In your career so far, is there a gig that like sticks in your mind as, I don't know, just separate from the rest?
Tonight.
Oh.
No, I do. Could be.
It's not
could be.
Hey, that's what's exciting about gigs, isn't it?
That's what,
that's what it feels like. The audiences are always different, and they bring the spontaneity, and it just hypes us more. And so there's a really exciting potential in every new gig. Past ones, though, I don't know. What's a good? I think we all agree. What do you think?
Community is one that absolutely. Like change the game because it was a gig that you again like not being on Radio 1 it was a gig that you just didn't expect to be playing. I didn't expect to be playing that gig for 5 years or something if everything went well, because we played to 20,000 people and they were all there watching us at 2 in the afternoon, which was incredible. And hearing that come, I mean, once you do that, I was like well that's as good as it gets, isn't it? It's as big as it gets. It feels, obviously you can times that by 10. But like, do you know what I mean? It was a totally different level and shocked us.
Yeah.
But then weirdly actually, I just, funnily enough, after we did the Russian days and then you're used to this kind of level, then we and festival season, then you come back and do a Freshers event.
Yeah.
Because we did a Guildford Freshers event.
Okay.
And there weren't actually that many people, and there weren't any people that many knew us or anything like that. But for some reason, it gave us the license just to kick off as well. And so, you know, you realise you don't have to be as...
There was a lot of crowd surfing from me that time. On, like, whoever was there. And it,
like sitting on the barrier, hugging.
Love it. Seagulls.
Yeah.
Seagulls.
Yes.
Like.
Yes.
How did you guys come up with that name?
The name, well, it's a mistaken, misheard Nick Cave lyric from this song called The Water's Edge. All the city girls go down to the water's edge. I don't know, I think you'd misheard it at some point as Seagulls or whatever, and
it's crazy how, because it, just like the same way that we didn't expect to be playing Annie Mac, you almost don't. And there's always you don't even believe in your own name as a band. Or
yeah,
whatever, so it's kind of you're like, that's cool.
I just thought it seemed like very escapist, you know, and that's why it chimed, it struck a chord, I think. So it stuck, you know.
Yeah, I like that escapist. Yeah. It's really cool. And to go back to a new music video, what was the inspiration for that? Like, how did you find that?
That inspiration. That was with like Michael, the guy that shot that with us. He sourced that, and we just wanted to just have a bit of a rock and roll
Interestingly, it's an old station, like a
ticket station,
yeah, for like North Woodwich or something like that.
And it still had the like the old safe in it in the room that I shot in.
Yeah,
had, like,
and the little windows that slip in for the ticket.
Yeah, I've always found like old abandoned or just old buildings really sad. Mm. I'm very nostalgic, and that was a very like sad. Do you know what I mean? When things have happened somewhere, and then now nothing happens there other than a music video.
Although I guess it's good for. That's what abandoned places. That's what it's good for, because it's lost the thing that
it's lost
to
its
have
purpose.
It, but then you inject
yourself
in it, and so for a performance, it's kind of good in that respect.
Yeah, 100%.
And I'm gonna end on a happy note. I know it's Ollie's birthday today.
It is.
What are you guys gonna do to celebrate?
What are we gonna do? We've got him a cake, I think. I've said happy birthday to him a few times.
Nice.
I put some crisps in his face. I was like, happy birthday. But we have got him a cake.
Because it's his birthday, his girlfriend is here.
So he's got his girlfriend up on tour, who we love. Alice is amazing.
Yeah.
Shout out to Alice.
And Alice actually helped, helped construct the logo.
Yeah, the way we made our logo.
The way it is now.
She was in on it.
She was in
it.
That's pretty cool.
DJ! This is URN University Radio Nottingham.